While President Trump is overseas, his 2018 budget is released. It's calling on Congress to spend $4.1 trillion next year. It calls for drastic cuts in safety net programs for the least of these, while spending more on defense, border security, and infrastructure. There's also a proposal to create a first ever federal paid family leave program. When it comes to the cuts to the least of these, according to the reports, the 2018 budget would reduce spending on programs like food stamps or SNAP, Social Security disability insurance benefits, additional income for poor seniors and disabled adults as well as children, its SSI, and public assistance for the needy. Many urban areas are bracing for the cuts. Sonia Santelises, the CEO of the Baltimore City Schools, says,
"You know, the real slash to funding first for after-school programming, the 21st Century Schools money that really funds a lot of our after-school programming. So in Baltimore, even though that money does not necessarily come through the school district here, it funds a large percentage of our after-school programming. And we, as an urban district, know that for large numbers of our students, that after-school programming is just essential. It's essential in developing, you know, healthy kids and giving them productive things to do, and also building on the learning that's supposed to be going on during the school day. So for us, that 23 schools money grant is really that money for that those wraparound after-school programs that extend kids' days and give them the opportunity, in a lot of cases, to try new things, right? It's where they get additional arts programming, where they get after-school sports and neighborhood activities that, you know, frankly, for a lot of them, if they just went straight home, they would not have access to. So that's one major area. The second is Title II funding. And here in Baltimore, as in a number of places, both our charter schools and our traditional schools rely on the Title II dollars to really develop teachers' capacity, right? So to help teachers grow.
As there are nuances to this president's new budget proposal, critics say it's the same old Republican plan that has not worked in the past, trickle-down economics. April Ryan, AURN News.